This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to For the Pod.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Washington Capitals podcast, which means it's a podcast about your 2018 Stanley Cup champions. Thank you all for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, and Google Play Music. Thank you all. It's a new year. We are back. It is 2020. We're the same old What the Puck that you know and love. We got a lot to talk about. It. Let's dive right in. Joining me as always, Coach Dan. What's going on, man?
Not too much. How you doing? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How were your holidays? You have a good time?
It was good. I was out of town for a week. I was at the beach. It was nice. Warm weather beach, not like you.
Yeah.
It's a little colder than mine. A
little bit.
It was good. First time flying with the little man on a long flight. We went to Florida in October, and that was not too bad. He was fine. And he actually was pretty good. We had a layover going both directions. He was great going down. We had to wake him up 4:30 in the morning to go down on our flight.
That's rude.
The thing is, like, he woke up and he has the funniest picture because he's like, I hate all of you for doing this to me right now. And then he stayed awake in the car.
Really?
Yeah, he was awake in the car. He was awake in the airport. I don't remember when he actually ended up. I think he ended up falling asleep right around the time we got to the gate. Or maybe we got on the plane. But he was just like, all right, I guess it's time to be up. What's going on? Let me make noises while we're in the car at 5:00 in the morning. Dude, the last flight home, though, we were flying from Dallas to BWI, and he just had enough. He was he was that kid on the plane. He was so tired. He was past the point of actually being able to fall asleep normally or easily. It was probably like 10 minutes of him being a jerk on the plane, but it felt like 45.
Were you, like, one of those parents that, like, handed out candy to the other passengers?
And
like,
No. Look, man. I mean, first of all, he wasn't the only baby making noise on the plane. There's another baby further up in the plane that was making noise. But, like, he was just like, I'm done. I've had enough of this crap. And he was just so tired that at one point my wife had him and she kept rocking him and trying to get him to sleep. And it wasn't working. And at one point I was like, screw this. I grabbed her gently. He's a baby. But, like, I grabbed him from her and just put him over my shoulder. And as he kept trying to lift his head up, I was like, nope. And, like, was rocking him and holding his head down. Eventually he was just like, all right, and fell asleep. So it probably was like 10 or so minutes, maybe 15 minutes, but it felt like forever.
Right.
And then this kid can sweat when he sleeps. So I finally, when he woke up and I passed it over to my wife, and it was like, damn, half my body is very wet right now. So that was my holidays, hanging out at the beach with the little man, nice. Trying to make sure he didn't eat too much sand. Did you do anything fun?
Let's see. I got a bike for Christmas. Felt like I was
a
kid again.
Motorbike or a bicycle?
Like a bicycle, a fat tire bicycle, so I can go biking on the beach.
Oh, I saw your picture. That looks exhausting.
I almost died first day I took it out.
Wait, time out. Clarifying question regarding your almost death. Was this because of the exhaustion of riding the bike, or did you almost bike yourself into a wave or a beehive or oncoming traffic?
Well, there are no beehives on the beach.
You never know. Those little b****s are everywhere.
I think it's from my sheer out of shapeness and the fact that I didn't just get a normal bike. I got one that you go off-roading with. I feel like I probably should have started off, if I wanted to get into biking, a little bit simpler, just to drive it on the road. I went full into just the ocean. And I biked like a block and back and couldn't breathe. Cause also, this will show you how long I've not been on a bike, but it's like you have to shift gears.
Please tell me you didn't forget how to ride a bike.
Oh, 100% I did. Like, I'm still trying to figure it out. It's been a long time.
Other pedal, and then they go around.
That's what I thought it was, but there's gears now.
Yeah, well, no, well, gears, the gears, yeah, it makes it easier for it, but you got these big, goofy-looking tires.
Well, the gears make it easier if you know which gear you're supposed to be in. So I'm like, all right, what does 7 do? Okay.
Oh, that's going to make it harder.
Yes. Yes, it does.
So that's for going, is it uphill, downhill? So, like,
They don't tell you about this stuff.
I don't remember how it works. I don't ride a bike.
And also, I got it was purchased on Amazon for my wish list. So it came not put together. And I'm pretty sure I put it together incorrectly. So, I mean, I'll get there. I'll get there eventually. I did buy a helmet. That's coming Friday. So that's good. But, yeah.
did you get a football helmet?
I got one. It looks like it's made of wood. I think it's just design, but it looks like it's made of wood. So we'll see what happens.
Interesting.
Yeah, but that was cool. I got you a little something for Christmas. Have you used it yet?
I have not used it yet, but thank you for that. I was quite confused. Like, what is it? Oh, so once if I ever clean off my desk at work, I'm very much. Did you not get my text when I was down there?
No, I didn't.
Oh, God, I sent you a text when I was in Mexico. It never came through.
I don't think so.
I was confused. Yeah, I was like, oh, I guess he missed it or something. Okay, yes. No, so thank you. I thought you got my thank you before. I sent you a text when I was in Mexico. So I was like, this is very cool. I want to take it to my office, and like when someone comes in to interview for a position, I'll make them play it.
Yeah. So I got Coach Dan a desktop curling set because, you know, we all love Canada's pastime of hockey, but I also joke on Twitter. If you don't follow us on Twitter, you should. But I always joke about how I'm Canadian and he's not. So I figured I have to get him a desktop curling set for Christmas. I mean, that's a great gift. It's a great Canadian gift.
I'll be due to my soccer fandom, I'll, in this fantasy world where you're a Canadian, I'll be British. How about that?
All right. Well, I mean, here we go. We talked a little bit about the holidays, but the Caps only had a couple days off. I had about 16, and I didn't want to go back to work today. But the Capitals have been working hard, and they had a busy end of the month. And we'll just kind of like generalize it a little bit. Let's talk about that last game, though. I mean, that's the one everybody's got to be thinking about right now. Caps versus San Jose. All right. So I was driving back from the beach yesterday, and I had the Caps game on. I was in Delaware because, you know, can't use the Bay Bridge in Maryland anymore because they decided to shut down half of it. But whatever. But the Caps were.
Wait, what?
They shut down a lane at the Bay
Bridge. Oh, yeah, they do it all the time.
And no one knows how to drive, and there's like hour and a half wait. So I just go through Delaware and go up and around. So not playing that.
Wait, where you're coming from, that's actually not that bad. Before I'm at, I'm like, F that. It's like four freaking hours.
Yeah. Well, I mean, after you've done the Bay Bridge back to Baltimore and it took 6 hours, you're not doing that again. But so I'm in Delaware. I'm driving up the coast, and the Caps, they're losing. San Jose gets an empty netter. I go, well, that game sucked, and I switched the radio on to Lithium on Sirius, listening to Man in the Box by Alice in Chains, and I'm singing along, having a good time, and then I get a little bloop on the radio, and I look down, and it says, Sharks Caps 4-4. And I'm like, what? There's no way. They were down by 2 points. There is no way that they got 2 goals in a minute. And I go to click the listen button, and there's John Walton just going nuts, talking about, oh, my God, I can't believe it. There they go. They got 2 goals in 1 minute, less than a minute, and the Caps have tied at 4-4, and now it's going to overtime. And I was shocked. I had absolutely no idea the Caps had it in them. And then the Caps come in, and Tiger comes out of nowhere, gets the game-winning goal in OT, and the Caps come back from a 2-goal deficit, less than a minute left on the clock in the regular game, and then they go to OT and win it all. Coach, this might be like a game deciding season, or season deciding game. That sounds better. This might change everything because the Caps coming back, being down 4-2 and coming back to win it. I mean, you have to go into the next game so proud of yourself and so confident that you can kind of win no matter what, because to do that, I mean, this is a first for them, I believe, in franchise history. That
absolutely first for them. I think it's first multi-goal comeback in like the last minute or some variation of that. I had a sort of similar story to you. I was watching it. I saw the empty netter go in and was like, well, I got errands to run. And it's my last day before I go back to work after having a nice 2-week break. Because, you know, working at school, so that's always nice. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go run my errands. And I get my jacket, my keys, got to get the wallet, make sure I have everything, make sure the little man's settled. And I'm walking out the door to get in my car, And I get a notification on my phone because I get a notification at the end of every Caps game. And it says that they won 5-4 in overtime. And I was like, what the heck? I've been downstairs for 5 minutes. How is this possible? I was ridiculous. So I like immediately took out my phone. I was like, must find videos and figure out what happened and how did they pull this off? And it's just, I feel like if this is a team that was struggling, then you'd be like, this is sort of a potential season defining moment where this is where they can turn a corner. But this is a team that we have seen come back from being down before, not necessarily by two goals or not that quickly by two goals, but, or waiting that long. But this is a team that can come back from being down in a game. And this is a team that, you know, we had those issues in the past a number of years ago where they would go down in a game and they would be like, well, screw it. We'll just go and play the next one. And you'd be like, well, no, guys, these points are, they're kind of important to get right now. You should probably try a little harder to get something from that game. But this is a team that is like, no, we want to get every point we can out of every single game. And they were able to come back against a San Jose team that they probably should have been able to beat a little bit easier than they did. And this is a San Jose team that is currently not doing very well. They are third from the bottom in the Western Conference, and they have goalies that are struggling. So they shouldn't have had that hard of a time, but they've struggled against San Jose at home. I think I heard a stat on
San Jose was coming back from a back-to-back, right? This was the second game in 2 days.
I don't know specifically about that, but I do know that I heard a stat along. Oh, shoot. Now I forgot what the stat was. Oh, the Caps had like two wins in the last, I don't know, five or seven or something against San Jose in DC. So they don't, for whatever reason, they struggle against San Jose and they're able to come back and push back against a team that was, you know, outplaying them. And get both points out of that game. And it's, you know, they may be up by, what is it? 8 points on Pittsburgh right now. And this is a Pittsburgh team that is missing something like half their players, but has been playing some really good hockey as of late in the last 10 going 7-2-1.
I don't mean to sidetrack you here, but
no, you're good.
The Penguins, they're hurt right now, but I mean, they are still doing pretty well and are still gathering up some points. And that's kind of scary to me because we're about halfway through the season and they're doing that with very few players. Now you bring back some of their all-stars and some of their big names at the end of the season and they're, you know, they're rested. They don't have the whole season, you know, like the Caps do under their belts and they haven't been on the road for very long. That could be a very scary Penguins team down the road.
Yeah, so the Penguins, they're a team that, you know, they have a good coaching staff. They have good players. So when your star players go down, just like we talked about with the Caps before, you need these better – or not better players. You need your role players and your younger players to step up, and the Penguins are getting that. And because they're playing so well, the Caps have to keep getting as many points as they can. They've played one more game than Pittsburgh. They're 8 points up on them, but that doesn't mean anything. It's, you know, we're only 43 games in. We're just over halfway, right?
Yeah.
Right. Just over half the midway point of the season, and so – they need to keep developing points and getting as many as they can. They're currently on top of the league. Do I have that right? Yep. On top of the league, same amount of games played as Boston and St. Louis, but four more points in both of those teams. Caps are at 63. So it's got to keep it up. Keep doing what they have been doing, but trying to, at least against Eastern Conference teams or Eastern Conference teams that are currently in the playoffs, don't go into overtime. Don't give them that extra point.
Yeah, those are always big games, especially, you know, against a rival, kind of like maybe Carolina or somebody like that. And there's a couple of them coming up in the next couple weeks. I mean, we're going to see the Islanders again, Phillies on Wednesday. You got the Devils, and you have Carolina. You have the Devils twice in a week. I mean, there's definitely going to be some names there you got to look at. Jacob Varana, though, after the San Jose game, kind of called out fans like you and I, who turned off the game after that empty netter or left the game early and kind of said, like, true fans stay through the whole thing. I agree with him. I probably shouldn't have turned the game off. I should have continued to listen. But I don't know. I still feel like I'm a true fan.
So if I'm at a game, unless something has happened and I have to leave, I will not leave until the end of the game. Like, that goes, like, no, I'm not leaving unless I very much have to. If there's some specific reason, like, I think baseball is usually the one where it's like it's going longer than you expected. It's going in extra innings or whatever. I think there was once I had to leave a Nats game early because I had my own thing to get back to later in the evening. It was a day game. But no, at a game, I've paid likely a lot of money. Unfortunately, with the way things are going, with tickets going getting more and more expensive, you pay a lot of money to be there. I want to get every minute I can of that game, of watching these guys play professional hockey. But when you're at home, you have responsibilities. It's even harder now with a freaking kid. So, like, things come up, and you're not able to necessarily stick around. You know, I had to run. Where was I even going? I honestly don't even remember where I went. No idea. I can't remember at the moment. But, like, there are certain things that just they have to get done, and that was time to do it. Do I think it's fair for him to call out fans who left? I mean, I get it in terms of wanting to call them out because, you know, you need the fans to back you up. And they really is, you know, players talked about in the past how they feed off the energy from the fans. So I get that. But, you know, I don't know, it is what it is. I'm not overly concerned about it. It's kind of annoying, but you see it pretty much everywhere when the home fans feel like their team has been dominated or is just going to lose, especially with the way Metro is going. You just kind of you want to get on the train and get out of there. Really, though, if you go to a game, you just stay an extra 10 minutes, you know, swing through the team store, go take a leak, you know, hang out for 10 minutes, and then the train's pretty easy to get on.
I like the game where it's the jerseys off their backs. They give it to fans. If you stick around for that whole thing, you can get the train's pretty easy to get on after that game. Because I mean,
definitely
that takes like an extra 20 minutes, half hour, something like that. But so Jacob Verana calls out fans for leaving early. Is it a little hypocritical given the fact that Ovechkin, the captain, decides to sit out of the All-Star game? Because I mean, yeah, fans left early, but he's also not playing in the All-Star game, and that's a big fan thing. Now, I'm trying to play devil's advocate here because I kind of agree with Ovi not playing because he is getting older and wants to play longer into the summer. So I get it. But what do you think? Is it a little hypocritical to be like, hey, you guys shouldn't leave to the very end when the captain's kind of sitting out?
No, because it's not that he's necessarily like sitting out. He has to accept a one-game suspension because he's sitting out the All-Star game. The All-Star game is kind of different. It's become like the All-Star game used to be a thing that I always really wanted to watch because I thought, oh, it's the best players. I really don't care about the All-Star game anymore. I more care about and care is in air quotes the skills competition because I feel like that's a little bit more interesting. You can see these guys kind of do some like tricky stuff.
The skills stuff is fun.
Who's got the hardest shot? Who's the fastest skater that evening? You know, I think those are more fun. I don't really care about the game. So the fact that Ovechkin doesn't want to risk a potential injury, he wants to have a chance to rest up before the rest of the season is fine with me. The fact that it means he has to sit out one game, I get it why the NHL is doing that. There needs to be some sort of punishment. Otherwise, it'll happen, or what will happen will be like what happened with Major League Baseball, where they, you know, a bunch of players were like, screw this, we're not going, we want to rest up. And they had a bunch of like second and third tier players end up at the All-Star game. And the following year, they made it count, they made it matter. And
yeah, because right now the All-Star game in the NHL really has no impact whatsoever on the season.
I think the players, no, not the season. I think the players make a little extra cash or something, but they get something probably for doing it. But Ovechkin at this point is probably like, I don't need it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I like the skills comp. I like the, like you said, the hardest shot, you know, when they kind of dress up and have the fanciest goal or whatever like that. That's a lot of fun. Getting to see some of the personality of the teams is players is kind of fun. But the actual the game and the tournament, not really.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah. The fact that he has to miss a game, I don't think is the end of the world for the Caps. You know, it's not a great look for him necessarily. I think Patrick Kane may have called him out kind of when he was asked about it. But I'm fine with it. You know, I'd rather him be rested for the second. Well, it's past the second half of the season or the start of the second half of the season. But for the rest of the season, be fresh or as fresh as he can be for another, hopefully a long run through the playoffs.
Yeah, just see. I mean, he knows his own body. He knows he's getting older. He knows what he has to do. And yeah, that extra time off is probably going to be really good for him. So we'll see what happens later on down the road. But we know Braden Holtby, John Carlson, and Todd Reirden will all be participating in that weekend as they have been named to the All-Star.
Will Reirden really be? He's just standing there and be like, all right, you guys go.
Right.
Who's your guys' turn? Have you played? Okay, you go. All right, who's up next? Who wants to? You guys want to play? Go ahead, have a good time. Like, is the coaching staff really doing that much during the All-Star game? Hey guys, go do your thing.
He's coaching the Metro team. He's like, so what are you guys planning to do later on, huh? You you want to give us some of your playbooks, huh? How about that?
He's just gonna be hanging out. He's like, I'd be actually pretty funny if he brought a chair and had his feet up. He's like, all right, pass it to that guy. He's pretty good. Like, what? They go into the locker room. What are we going to do, coach? I don't know. We know half of you guys. Go score. It's freaking 3-on-3. It's like pickup hockey.
Let's have the coaches participate in the skills comp. That's what I'd kind of like to say.
that would be so bad. Oh, that would be terrible.
Oh, man. All right. Well, what else is going on in Caps world?
Last little bit of news is congratulations are in order for Nick Dowd and his wife. They had a baby boy.
All right.
Well, I think was it on New Year's?
I think so.
I think it was New Year's Day. Louis Dowd, which very much sounds like a future musical artist. Hear the sounds of Louis Dowd. I don't know about you, but it's not, you know, not I was thinking grunge earlier. Now I'm thinking more like.
No, I'm thinking jazz.
Yeah, like a jazz R&B type of thing, right? Louis Dowd.
I like it.
Yeah. The sultry sounds of Louis Dowd.
It's like Duke Silver on Parks and Rec.
Nah, I never watched that show. Now you're gonna yell at me.
You're missing that. Well, it's not as good as The Office. Dun dun dun. I said it, but it's still pretty good.
God, you and the assistant director where I'm at, you guys both love The Office. I never finished it.
Oh my God. Now
I know I'm the devil or whatever.
Now we need to stop this show and you need to go watch The Office.
Yeah, I still haven't watched Drive, buddy.
It's on Netflix. I watched it this week.
one day, maybe. I don't know.
It was one of my top 10 of the decade movies.
God, you suck. It's just great for the audio medium, but all I did was shrug. I was like, I really don't have an answer for you, dude. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how things go. I'll watch it someday, maybe.
It's on Netflix. It with The Office. It literally could not be easier for you.
I got too many good TV shows to watch, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you're watching The Witcher or whatever that crap is.
No, I haven't seen that yet. I'm still trying to get over the cancellation of Daybreak. Man, I really enjoyed that show. That was so much fun.
Have you watched Frontier, the Aquaman show?
No, isn't that on Apple Plus or whatever the
hell? No, it's on Netflix. He's got another show that.
Oh, I kind of want to watch the other one. He's just Game of Thrones light.
Yeah, it's just where he snarls at the camera.
Oh, he's supposed to be like He's supposed to be like a blind dude or something in that show, or everybody's blind. And then I don't know. It sounds like an interesting premise. The Apple Plus. No, I haven't seen Frontier. Doctor Who's back, so that'll keep me busy on Sundays. But yeah, that's all pretty much all of the Caps news since we last chatted.
And the Caps have a prospect who's looking really good. Won gold at the World Juniors.
Hey, stop stealing my news from Town on the Farm.
I'll stop talking about that. But do you think he could be potentially another Tom Wilson who kind of works through the minors, plays a game or two in Hershey, and then is up with the big leagues? I mean, supposedly he's been very impressive.
He's been tearing it up in the minors.
I guess we can save that till down on the farm. But there's a good chance we see that kid pretty quickly.
Wait, I'm trying to figure. I don't think he's old enough to play in the. Jesus, this picture makes him look like he's 12. I don't. Someone needs to give him a ride home after practice. That was like when Neuwirth came before they built Kettler or MedStar, whatever the hell it's called now. Anyways,
I heard they rebuilt that mall underneath Kettler.
I went in there once. I went to the GameStop store and bought Assassin's Creed 2? I don't know. Anyways, currently in the OHL, according to eliteprospects.com, he has. Am I reading this right? Oh, that must be in total points. Okay. 59 points in 27 games. That's pretty good.
He's got a birthday coming up. January 15th, he was born.
Oh, happy birthday, Connor.
He was born in 2001.
What are you, 9 now?
2001, that kid was born.
Oh, screw him. Bastard. He's born in 2011, you mean? No, he how do you have a cap hit on you? Oh, did he sign already? No kidding. I didn't mean to catch that. Anyways, yeah, I could see him potentially. I feel like he's not old enough to play with the Bears at this point, but I don't know actually how those rules work. I'll be honest. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not positive.
If he's eligible to play for the Bears, I think once his OHL season with London ends, he could. I wouldn't be surprised at all if they sent him to the Bears and then potentially ends up on the Caps at the end of the season. But I also kind of think that they might hold off until next season. But I mean, this kid's looking like a legit prospect. You know what? I'm just going to talk about it now. Prospect news. Canada won the World Juniors. We're already talking about it. You know, congrats to them. The U.S. team, but they bowed out in the quarterfinal. Thank you. But McMichael, while playing for Canada, was tearing it up. He got 7 points in 7 games, 5 goals, 2 assists. He scored a goal in the gold medal game where they came back against Russia. I mean, this kid looks legit.
Now, again, I was listening on the radio, but it sounded to me like Russia just kind of had an absolute meltdown in the last maybe 2-3 minutes of the game. It seemed like they had the game in hand. Everything was going good. Canada got 2 goals, and then Russia just completely.
They're like, imploded. We're screwed.
They just imploded. I think Russia beat Canada in the prelims like 6-0. Like they wiped the floor with them. So I mean, it's crazy to think that the Canada was able to come back and win. I think this is only their second gold medal in the World Juniors. So I mean, it sounded like it was a great tournament. Of course, Ocean City doesn't have the NHL network. My bill has gone up $40 and channels have been taken away, but whatever. Thank you.
That's not how that works.
Thank you, Xfinity, for being terrible, as always. I love the World Juniors, and Canada's the gold medal winner, and now we have a Caps prospect we've been keeping an eye on, and I feel like it's not going to be hard to see him in the very near future. So we'll see what happens. Kid's got some talent. He's a center, so you got to wonder what's going to happen there. It seems like we have a plethora of centers. I wonder if you're nicked out, if you're getting a little worried at this point.
No, I mean, I don't know enough about McMichael to say specifically as he's someone they may want to move to the wing, or if they move one of the guys like, I don't know about Dowd, but, you know, Backstrom's he's getting older. He needs a new contract. You know, it's probably going to happen before the end of the season, ideally.
Oh, that was something that actually happened while we were off, is that Backstrom came out. They said one of the big things, it wasn't money, it was years on his contract that was kind of holding him up.
He wants like 5, and they only want to give 3.
Yeah.
So, all right, guys, 4, okay? Compromise. It's easy, okay? You want 5, you want 3, 4. Look, the math is easy. It's done.
Yeah, you should be his agent.
You're welcome, everybody. Well, yeah, the capsule might be like, no, we'll still go with 3. I'm curious as to what the money will be, though. But he's 32. So you do. You have Backstrom needs a new deal. He'll likely get one. You need to re-sign Verona, actually, next season. But then you still have Eller locked up for 2 more years. You have Dowd for 2 more. Who am I? Where's Kuznetsov? And then there he is. And then you have Kuznetsov for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more. So you're looking at, does McMichael replace Dowd or Eller? Or do you trade one of those guys? You know, if this kid's legit.
Right.
I mean, honestly, if you're going off of age, you're looking at Backstrom, but that's not going to happen. So, you know, maybe does Eller at some point, if Michael starts out playing him, does Eller drop down to the 4th line and McMichael on the 3rd? Or do you push one of those guys out to the wing? I don't know.
Good problems to have.
If McMichael's a good center, you know, can he play as, you know, do you push Kuznetsov out to the wing? I'm just throwing things out there for fun. I don't know if anything's actually going to happen. We'll have to wait and see.
That's right. Well, all right. So if that's it for what's
going on. You know what we should ask Ryan.
Want me to tweet him right now?
Yeah, send him a tweet. We're going to do it right now. We'll do it later.
Let's do it live on air. Maybe he'll write us back. What am I asking?
Asking more about positional. Yeah, do you think we'll see McMichael at the end of the season, and do you think he's going to stay a centerman?
And will he be A centerman.
That's what I'm wondering.
Hashtag let me know.
Well, I should be like, guys, I could be on. See you in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, all right, sell down, Ryan.
All right. Well, that's it for what's going on in Caps world. We already kind of did it, but let's just do it anyway. Let's go down on the farm. All right, everybody, here we go. We're going down on the farm. We are talking Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays. Coach Dan, what's going on down on the farm?
Let's start in Hershey, where the Bears have been on quite a run, winning the last 13 out of 14 games. That is ridiculous.
Wow.
They're currently second in the Atlantic Division with 47 points, two back of first place Hartford.
They were like dead last starting the season, weren't they?
They were some garbage.
But isn't that the same thing that happened last year?
No, that was South Carolina like 2 years ago.
Okay.
I think South Carolina 2 years ago was like, bye, have fun at the bottom of the division. And then they were like, screw you guys. We're going to be good now. And they went on a hell of a run and won the division? Or second in the division? I honestly can't remember. But anyways, they'll attempt to continue their hot streak starting on Wednesday at the Giant Center against Hartford before heading to Wilkes-Barre-Scranton on Friday. Then they're back home on Saturday against, I like this name, the Cleveland Monsters.
Ooh.
They're so scary. Then they have back-to-back road games next Tuesday, starting next Tuesday, I should say, both of those games being in Charlotte. Another Bears news, Mike Scarbosa was named to the AHL All-Star Classic, which will be held at the end of January in Ontario, California.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I know. I saw Ontario. I was like, oh, it's going to be cold. California. Oh, nice. I don't know where Ontario, California is. Maybe it's Northern California. It won't be as nice. I generally don't know or care, to be honest. Scarbosa leads the Bears in points and is third in the league. Now, he will join Matt Molson, who was previously named to the game as the Eastern Conference champion. Ryan has already responded, everybody.
There we go.
Without the intro music, I think that was, 2 minutes?
That was pretty good.
He said, I think he will stay down. This is Ryan Drury at CKNX_Drury. I think he will stay down in the O all year. I think he will be a center. He spelled center like a Canadian. but may play on the wing to start like many young centers do. But I envision him as a big league center going barred down a lot. What? I don't get that phrase. Oh, that must be that's something I would have got if I actually played hockey, but I only played roller.
And if you were Canadian.
His shot is pretty decent. He sees him as a Jeff Carter-esque player.
Interesting.
I'll let you respond to him as I talk about South Carolina, as the Stingrays have had their own run going, getting points in 6 out of their last 8 games. They're currently first in the South Division with 52 points, 4 up on second place Florida, who has played 2 more games. I just realized I didn't talk about the next games they're going to be having, but I don't feel like looking it up. So go to the Stingrays website. That's what's going on down on the farm.
Man, making people work for their info here on What the Puck.
I'm tired. It's after 9.
Hey, you don't have to edit this later.
Good point.
All right.
Good point.
Go Bears. Go Stingrays. Now let's go around the NHL. Here we go. We're going around the NHL. Plenty of stuff happened while we were gone. The Winter Classic happened while we were gone. This is actually the second year in a row I did not watch any of the Winter Classic. But from some of the highlights I saw and some of the crowds, looks like it was a huge crowd. Looks like it was a great game and always a spectacle. Fun to see. But I didn't have a huge interest in this game. Dallas-Nashville.
I didn't have much of an interest, to be honest, from like a watching perspective. But again, I got other crap to do, man. I don't have time. I caught a little bit of it, but I don't feel like there was a lot of interest. And it's not a shot at the other team. It's just the reality for me. I didn't have as much interest. I did catch a certain player on Dallas acting like a douche, and I'll talk about that in just a few minutes. But let's start in Slovakia, where the U.S. U18 women's national team won the 2020 IIHF Under 18 Women's World Championship. So congrats to them. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, USA.
Let's head over to Montreal, where they signed free agent Ilya Kovalchuk to a contract for the rest of the season. He was signed to a two-way contract, which will pay him $700,000 in the NHL or $70,000 in the AHL. That is quite a difference. A couple trades happened while we were away. Ottawa brought in defenseman Mike Riley from Montreal for forward Andrew Sturts and a 2021 fifth-round pick. Montreal wasn't done there as they acquired defenseman Marco Scandella from Buffalo for a 2020 fourth-round pick. Then Buffalo decided they weren't done as they acquired forward Michael Frolik from Calgary for a 2020 fourth-round pick. Nashville announced today, actually like 3 hours ago or 2.5 hours ago, that they have fired head coach Peter Laviolette as well as associate head coach Kevin McCarthy. No replacement has been named as of this recording. In other news, I should say in other suspension news, LA's Curtis McDermid was suspended for 2 games for an illegal check to the head of Philly's Ivan Provorov. And finally, during the Winter Classic, as we discussed, Corey Perry remembered that he was Corey Perry and decided to elbow Nashville's Ryan Ellis, which earned him a 5-game suspension.
Wonderful.
That is a salary loss of $40,000 and change.
Good call.
That is absurd. But it's Corey Perry, and Corey Perry, Corey Perried. That's what happens. He also became the first player in history to be ejected from a Winter Classic. So congrats.
You got ejected on one of the biggest games of the year. Way to go.
Congratulations. Guy. You're an a-hole. That's the news from the past little bit in the NHL.
Come on. What are you thinking? Just, oh.
Yeah, he's a dumb dumb.
All right. Well, oh, by the way, Ryan Drury does say he is a winger, not a centerman. If he came up. So
that's on. Not McMichael.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's that. Like, wasn't Kuznetsov playing on the wing when he first came up?
I think so.
And Backstrom, I think, did the same. Did Backstrom do the same? Johansson, I'm pretty sure, did. I mean, I wouldn't be sure if that happened at start. The question is, who's he going to replace?
Right. Well, let me read this tweet from Ryan Drury. Let's just Ryan have take over the show. Why not? Because I said kind of.
Oh, he makes a good point in this tweet.
Yeah, where he would fit in if he came up at the end of this season. Kind of like, you know, we see a lot of prospects come up at the end of the season. Connor McMichael, he says he's a winger for sure, in my opinion, if he did come up. He's not you're not playing him on the fourth line, and he isn't bumping Eller, Kuzi, or Backstrom. So maybe he gets on the third line and bumps Ponick down. That's where I'd see him if he did come up. Ponick, again, I mean, having an okay season getting there, but not the greatest season. So, yeah, you could potentially see Ponick go down if this kid came up for a game or so. But, hey, who knows? We'll discuss that later on down the road. But if he's a winger, I mean, the bottom six definitely has some room to grow. So maybe, yeah, that kid could fit in whenever he does come up in the bottom six to start off his career. So we'll see. But anyway, if you have anything you want to talk about Caps-wise, it's real easy to get in touch with Coach Dan or I. You can tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan, talking all kinds of Capitals-related stuff when I actually have an opportunity to do so. I'm talking about the Caps, Arsenal Football Club under Mikel Arteta, and how things are going significantly better now with a significantly better head coach in charge of the team. Talking about the Bills and their heartbreaking, but realistic ending to their season. And I'm excited to see what's going to happen. If they have a good offseason, the Bills are going to be in a very good position with a up-and-coming potential star quarterback in Josh Allen. I'm just calling it now.
I got one team right in my playoff pool at work.
Wow, that is... That's impressive.
I guess the Seahawks. I also guessed that New Orleans would go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that probably hurt. Can we all take a second, though? Oh, Ryan's not going to like that. I'm going to say this. But can we all take a moment to thank the Tennessee Titans?
Why is that?
Because they knocked out the Patriots.
They did knock out the Patriots. Did you see the video of the Patriots losing set to My Heart Will Go On?
I haven't seen that yet. But
well, let me ask you this. I know we're not a football podcast or anything, but
that's your other one.
Everybody knows the name. Everybody knows who he is. Tom Brady. What do you think? Have we seen the last of him on a football field?
No. He's definitely not retiring. We may have seen the last of him in a Patriots uniform.
Yeah, I mean, there was talk about whether or not...
If he goes it's not going to happen, but if he goes to the Cowboys, I'm going to be so pissed.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
It's not going to happen. They're not going to do that.
We were talking about it at work, and, you know, there was talk of is he going to retire or not. The fact that the last throw he had was an interception, that dude ain't going out that way.
Even if it wasn't, I don't think he's done. I think he's like, you know what? It sounds like he still wants to play.
I don't know. That dude got a little taste of Hollywood. He was in Paul Rudd's new show that's on Netflix. I don't know. The guy might be ready to move on and try something new. Go a little Hollywood on us, but who knows?
Nah, I think he's not going anywhere. Oh, well, he's going to go somewhere. I just don't know if it's going to be still in New England or if he's going to go somewhere else.
I think he'll stay with New England, but anyway. Anyway, so what about your Redskins? Didn't you say you were going to be a fan of them again if they fired?
First of all, I'd like to clarify that I was never not a fan of the Skins. I was a disgruntled fan like, so many people were over the last couple of years. And they just had enough of Bruce Allen. And not even the way he ran the team. It was pretty much the way he ran the team. And all the BS. He's like, I think this season he was talking about how they have a damn good culture. No, you didn't. That's why Trent Williams didn't play for you. Because we had a cancerous tumor on his head. You were like, oh, no, he's fine. It's terrible. So he's gone. They said, see ya, get out. Go as far away as possible. You know, they brought in Ron Rivera, who's saying all the right things. Brought in Jack Del Rio to be the defensive coordinator. I hope they keep the kid. I can't remember his name because I'm tired. Kevin O'Connell, I think. Something. As the offensive coordinator, because him and Haskins have been doing well together. And, I think if they have a proven head coach who has won things before. You know, he hasn't won a Super Bowl per se. He got to the Super Bowl with Carolina. I think he wants to build something here, and he doesn't want it to necessarily take forever. And it sounds like the Skins have some good young pieces in place. So we'll see how they do. It sounds like hopefully Snyder will stay out of the way as much as any owner does. I mean, when you make big decisions – and one of those being your quarterback, which is your most marketable position on your team, the owner's going to want to, have at least a couple things to say about it. And that's not the end of the world just because Snyder tends to make the wrong decision, which is why Skins fans everywhere, like whenever he wants to say something, you're like, no, thank you. You're dumb. But otherwise, I'm excited to see what they do and where they go from here. They need some more players though, because because the quarterback, Geis can't stay healthy. Jordan Reed can't stay healthy. They need a tight end. They got some work to do. I'm excited to see where they go.
I'm shocked Kirk Cousins is getting as far as he is in the playoffs. I never saw him as a QB1.
They never should have let him go.
Yeah, but
that thing for Alex Smith was stupid.
Yeah, but anyway, so you were going. You were saying what else? Where were we?
Find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan. But hey, if you've enjoyed the show, if you've gotten this far all through our rambling and going off topic all the time, go ahead and check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. It's where you can find out when new shows are coming out, as well as all sorts of other things related to the Washington Capitals. That's facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. Brandon, if they've enjoyed this show and they want to hear more about potentially some NFL stuff in your Baltimore Ravens, where should they go?
That's right. You can go to brandocash.com, get all the information you're ever going to need about What the Puck and all the other podcasts we do here. Like Coach Dan said, I do our Baltimore Ravens podcast called The Call. You can check us out wherever you listen to What the Puck. They're available on all platforms together. New show is going to be coming out later this week as the Ravens prepare for the Tennessee Titans coming to Baltimore City. So it'll definitely be a fun one to watch this weekend. Now, we do this show show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Player.fm, Overcast, and Google Play Music. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Write us an Apple Podcast review, and then let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat and Vero and Twitch, anywhere, and TikTok, anywhere you're social on the web or with your phone, say, I'm a Washington Capitals fan. I listen to What the Puck, and you should too. So until we talk again, let's go over some of these games. The Caps are in D.C. on Tuesday, January 7th, up against the Ottawa Senators. That game is at 7 o'clock, and you can watch that on NBC Sports Washington. Is this their first time going against Ottawa this year? I kind of feel like it is.
I don't know. You keep going. I'll check.
All right. And then they have a back-to-back game. They travel up to Philly for Wednesday night hockey. That will be on NBC Sports, and that game starts at 7:30.
You're right.
Yeah,
sorry.
I suppose
they also.
What's
have
that?
Have they played the Penguins?
I don't think so.
I was just thinking the other day. I was like, have we played Pittsburgh yet? You know, it's a good way to ruin a rivalry. Not playing the other team.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no games against Ottawa that I can see, or they play Pittsburgh first game. They play them twice in February, and then twice in March. Who came up with this freaking schedule makers?
Dumb-dumbs.
You're a butthead. That's all I got to say.
If you are a Baltimore Capitals fan, I hope you're going on the Jimmy's Famous Seafood bus trip up to the Philadelphia game. God, I wish I was on that bus.
No, but be safe. Good God.
Yeah, make sure your seats are together. Then the Caps have...
Security is around you to protect you. Jesus.
The Caps have a couple days off, and then on Saturday the 11th, the Capitals are back at home up against the New Jersey Devils. That game's at 7 o'clock. You can watch that on NBC Sports Washington. And then on Monday, the Carolina Hurricanes, they come into town. That game's at 7 o'clock in D.C. On ESPN Plus and NBC Sports Washington. So that is pretty much it for the show this week. We got a new send-off. All right, so everybody, listen to this one. Say it loud, say it proud, just like our captain said it. Suck it! We did it!
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to brandocash.com.